I saw many beautiful pieces of art while touring the KU campus, but this particular sculpture caught my eye. Moses is a fascinating and awe-inspiring sculpture created by Eldon Teff. Teff was born in Hartford, Kansas in 1919. As a young child, Teff always dreamed of having a career in magic. He even spit fire and swallowed swords whole. For high school, Teff was enrolled in Lawrence High and found his passion in art. Soon after discovering his love for sculpting, Teff was called to duty as a pilot for World War II. After his service, Teff returned to his studies, earning his bachelor's and master's degree at KU. He spent the next 40 years teaching generations of artists. Moses is located at the Smith Religious Studies and has been there since 1982. I chose Moses because of the complexity and how much detail Teff put into the sculpture itself. I always had an interest in accuracy, whether it be art or nature. The mood of the sculpture is peaceful and captivating, making a person feel minuscule when close to the sculpture. This reminded me of Christ the Redeemer because of the religious ties both of them share. The sculpture itself is made out of bronze with smooth parts, other parts being rough. Moses is depicted praying in the direction of the Moses of the burning bush, which is made entirely out of stained glass. Even though it's not technically a part of the piece, it has a whole new dynamic to the sculpture. After noticing the burning bush, I had no doubt in my mind that there were direct ties with the Book of Exodus. Exodus tells the story how Moses saves the Israelites from Egyptian enslavement with the help of the burning bush, which symbolizes God. Knowing that there was a biblical reference to the sculpture, it led me to ask questions like, why was Moses hauled out as if he was some sort of cage, and what are the strange scars on Moses' feet, body, and clothing? Maybe Teff was trying to tell us something more about the darker side of ancient Egyptian culture. Teff made the body of Moses' cage to symbolize the trapped race Moses must save. Or maybe that each scar on Moses symbolizes the death of a persecuted Israelite. Either way, it opens new ways to interpret this piece of art. Perhaps Teff was trying to tell us something more than just a religious story. I believe that Teff used the biblical story to tell us a more inspiring look on life. At the beginning of the Book of Exodus, it talks about how Moses finds God and gains eternal knowledge from doing so, and becomes powerful enough to convince the Pharaoh of Egypt to let God's people out of slavery. This is telling us that knowledge has a certain supremacy that can never be challenged by any other. This has been Jabranian Douglas with another Bulldog Podcast.